The 965-foot cruise ship rounded Penick Island and came into view from Ketchikan shortly after 6 a.m. Longshoreman Andy Jackson watched from his car at the far end of one of Ketchikan's berths.
I was just thinking that it's awesome to see that again because we haven't seen that since...
He pauses. It's been a very long time. 21 months. 640-odd days. 1 3/4 years, if you like. There have been a number of small cruise ships with 100 or so passengers sailing around the Inside Passage since this spring, and independent tourists have jam-packed flights to and from Southeast Alaska this summer. But the return of the first big ship is a milestone, says Ketchikan Visitors Bureau head Patty Mackey.
Looks like things are starting to look a little more normal for Ketchikan.
The Cape Fox Dancers greeted passengers with some traditional Tlingit dance and song. But instead of thousands of visitors from around the world, the first ship brought just a few hundred cruise line employees. John Chambers was the first to disembark. He's one of roughly 300 fully vaccinated Royal Caribbean employees and guests who arrived on the Serenade. They're not being paid, but he says that's not the point.
I've been working for the cruise line for 15 years now, and this is my fourth time to Ketchikan. I was really excited to be the first one back, and I actually got to be the first one back. It's awesome.
Chambers' job was to kick back, relax, and enjoy the ride as the 800 or so crew did a dry run of the ship's anti-COVID protocols. Royal Caribbean executive Russell Benford says federal health inspectors are aboard, making sure the ship's procedures are up to snuff.
We do actually have observers from the CDC that are on the ship, so they're going to observe all the protocols from start to finish, and if we do well and they give us a green light, then the ship can return to service with revenue passengers.
He says Royal Caribbean ships will start the season running at reduced capacity.
We'll start around 40% to 50%, and then we'll increase our capacity over time until we get back to all of our ships in service and back to 100% capacity within the next few months.
The simulated voyage is an optional step for cruise lines. They can get around the test cruise requirement by mandating that 95% of passengers are vaccinated. Benford says Royal Caribbean is opting for the test cruise because many of its passengers are children under 12 and ineligible for the COVID-19 vaccine. Its sister line Celebrity is skipping a test cruise. Benford says that line appeals mostly to adults. Dignitaries, industry figures, and local officials marked the arrival of the Serenade of the Seas with a catered reception with speeches and music, both from Ketchikan's New Path Dancers and a jazz trio. The Serenade's arrival is a symbol. With just a few hundred passengers on this test cruise, it doesn't bring many more than some of the small cruise ships. But Senator Lisa Murkowski says it sends a powerful message.
It feels good to see a big ship back, because we know that today's visit is just the beginning. It's going to be a short season, but we're going to have a season.
Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer put it this way.
This is a celebration. The cruise ships are back, baby. Just look here. Yeah, this is great.
Returning cruise ships to Alaska was no small task. Two major barriers stood in the way of a 2021 season: restrictions from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and closed ports in Canada. But in April and May, the CDC issued rules for ships to start sailing again, and Alaska's congressional delegation pushed through a bill waiving a federal requirement for ships to make a foreign stop on Alaska cruises. And now cruises are set to return. But it's not all sunshine and roses from here. The 2021 cruise season will bring just a fraction of the 1.3 million passengers that visited Southeast Alaska in 2019, and that's on the mind of independent tour operator Steve McDonald.
Well, I mean, it just is no season. I mean, we're just going to meet a few ships, but hey, it's always good to see people and get out and get ready. Hopefully, people around town will put a few dollars in their pockets and things should run smoothly.
He and other tourism business owners say they think they'll struggle until at least 2022. Meyer, the lieutenant governor, says the state is readying a grant program for tourism businesses who need some extra help to make it through to next year. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.